Interlude, Coruscant. It is Jack's 13th birthday. The young boy, no, the young man, needs a birthday present. Not that he has anyone around to buy it for him, but he's sure his father would have wanted him to have the very best. He walks through the shattered conduits of 1313, Coruscant's most infamous underworld level. A dungeon so deep that the world above has forgotten about it. He walks past a pair of pale, wan Urkit, scraping fungus from the walls and greedily sucking the spongy mess. He passes by a spider-armed Zexto, pulling wires out of a dented panel, feeding them into a charger full of plump, buzzing batteries. The alien chatters irritably as Jack walks past, a warning not to attempt to plunder the spoils of stolen electricity. And there, past that, around the bend, a pair of guards. A rough-looking, ale-bellied human with food stuck in his beard, and a bigger, even fatter Kirkoidin. The Kirk stares out past a pair of blood-pink tusks. As Jack approaches, the Kirk shows the blaster at his hip. In basic, the alien mutters,
"Keep moving, rat!"
"I'm no rat," Jack says, summoning courage. "I'm a buyer."
The Kirk pulls the blaster. It's not a real threat yet. His movement is slow, languid, the motion of a confident bully.
"I said!"
Jack fumbles with the card. It's matte black. The ink on it is red, and it glows.
"Here!"
Jack says. The human's eyes go wide.
"A kid with a card."
"I'm no kid. It's my birthday."
"Happy birthday, Skidstein,"
the Kirk says.
"All right, you can go in."
The bearded man raps on the door. It hisses open. Inside, the one Jack seeks. The horned Iktachi scumlord, Talvi Chawin, a.k.a. the Thorn. Named maybe because he's got one horn broken, and the second horn loops around under his chin, and then barbs outward like the warning thorn of a poisonous plant. But maybe because he's been a thorn in the side of the Empire.
"You,"
the Thorn says.
"You're the kid."
"I'm not... Oh, never mind. Yeah, it's me."
"I didn't think you'll ever show."
"Your friend gave me the card."
"But what cause does a boy like you have to use it?"
The Iktachi crime lord steps up from around his half-circle couch and approaches the boy. He licks the air.
"You don't belong down here. You belong up there."
"I do. You're right. But right now up there doesn't belong to me."
A smile curls at the crime lord's lips.
"It belongs to them."
"The Empire." Jack continues.
"I saved your woman from police custody."
"She's not my woman. Nobody owns Lazula."
"She works for you."
"She works with me."
"Fine, whatever. I saved her. She gave me the card. Now here I am."
"The card, the card."
He puffs and pops his pale lips.
"Yes. It's almost as if you knew what you were doing, saving her."
He turns one of his dark eyes toward Jack.
"One even wonders if you set her up in the first place."
On this, Jack stays silent. He tries not to quake in his boots. But then the scumlord claps his big hands together and waggles his pointed fingers.
"Either way, I admire your take-charge attitude. You give me the card, I'll give you a birthday present. But it's a present that comes with a price tag, as all presents do. This price is not just another year added onto your life. the usual price for another year on this world. But something bigger, longer, a different life. A life with me. You can go. Think about it. Talk to your family. Ask your house guards. But that is my condition. Lazula already told me what you want. And I know what I want as recompense.
I have no family.
He has only a jar of ash with his father's name on it. And as for house gods, they never had those.
Dad never believed.
I saved Lazula. That should be enough.
It's enough for me not to gut you like a pipe weasel.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. You want the weapon you seek? You join the team.
I'm in.
Those two words, spoken without hesitation. A lack of hesitation that surprises even him. The Itachi smiles.
Good. Then you shall have your weapon. Why do you need it? What is your plan?
I'm going to knock out all the power to Coco Town.
But he doesn't say that. He doesn't explain how the Ankle Biter Brigade, kids younger than him, fighting for the rebels, know all the bolt holes and tunnels in that part of the city. How they know one such access port hidden in the back of old defunct Dex's diner, and how if one were to sneak into and through that tunnel, one could theoretically plant an EMP device underneath the Imperial front lines, knocking out their power, their eyes, their ears, their cannons. All he says is,
"It's my birthday, but really it's a present for the Empire. A cake I'm baking them. And when the power is all out, and they're fumbling around in the dark, I'm gonna pop out of nowhere and put a blaster shot right in Commander Orkin Kaw's back.
Then he will finally have his vengeance against the man who took his father from him. Because the battle, this war, still rages, and Coruscant is not yet won."